episode 2705, Your Journey of Greatness.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. It is Mindset Monday, and it's time for us to focus on where we are headed. What goals do you have for yourself this week? What dreams are you beginning to live out and realize them that it truly can happen? It's all about your journey of greatness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life isn't about how fast you can get through it, but how present you are in it. Take your journey of greatness and grow at a pace, not a race. Life can come at you so fast that you forget if you're coming or going. When the days blend into the months, how can you keep anything straight? You begin, thinking like, oh my goodness, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Where am I? Goals can be dismantled to the point where you have none to recognize. As far as your dreams, they too become threatened. You want to rise into your day in a way that energizes you. However, you don't want to go so fast that you lose momentum due to exhaustion and excuses. So you've got to grow at a pace, not a race. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Grow at a pace, not a race. You have got to pace yourself in life. Getting yourself all in a tizzy because you can't get everything done on your to-do list, is that getting you where you want to go? No. It just drives you crazy. It makes you mad. Not usually at other people, even though, yes, that does happen. You take your, stuff out on others, especially those that you love, but you get mad at yourself. And then you start keeping score and you wonder why you're not getting any further anymore. Getting everything done at one time not only will exhaust you, but it can bury you to the point of you not being able to enjoy what life has to offer. God does have big plans for your life, plans to prosper you. But you have to be willing to show up in a manner that you can get to the finish line, whatever that is. And remember, you're on a journey. So I don't want you to think as a finish line is, okay, I'm done with this. One moment goes into the next. It's a journey, but you do have destination. So in my opinion, your destination is that moment there of a finish line, but it keeps going, right? You have your wedding, you get married, you're planning your wedding. The destination is your wedding day, but is that where everything stops? No. You said I do, and so now you have a whole life in front of you. So think about this as a way that, okay, I've got to go one step at a time. It's going to lead to miles of greatness. And through each of those steps, it's going to get me to where I'm supposed to be, which is on my journey of greatness. So don't run anywhere and everywhere. Stay close to your goals and dreams as you grow at a pace, not a race. So what does this look like in real life? How do you begin to say, okay, I got dreams, girl, but I need to put them into action. I need to move it from my head to my hands and feet, to my heart maybe even. So what can you do to grow at a pace, not a race? Number one, calibrate your steps. Plan and prepare are essential to setting your pace that is reasonable for the season you're in. I am so loving this season because it's tennis season. And also, by the way, football's around the corner. So you know what? Football stories are coming too. But this one is all about Roland Garros. Rafa Nadal, the men's champion for Roland Garros, he just knocked it out of the park. Number 14 for the French Open for him. That's crazy. 22 all-time Grand Slams. Amazing. And he did that just yesterday. He took time off from playing some valued Grand Slams in order to accomplish that. But in doing so, Fans and critics alike questioned if he was making excuses or retiring without saying so. Then they would go ahead and dissect his health issues because he was having problems with his foot and all. But what Rafa did tremendously well that we all can learn from is that he focused on what was best for him. And look at where he is now at 36 years old. Champion for both the Australian Open and Roland Garros. Pretty incredible. That's all this year. Calibrate your steps. You're not created to walk in someone else's shoes. And the same goes for everyone else. They're not created to walk in your shoes. So what you want to be able to do is say, okay, what is right for me? What steps? Plan and prepare. Look at it now. Can that plan change? 100%. Can it be adjusted? Yes. Do you have detours? Yes. Understand, we're looking at this from a general perspective, but you got to calibrate. Now you can take it down to the minute and look at one specific goal you want to attack and say, okay, this is what I want in life. Now walk yourself through it. Calibrate your steps. That's how you're going to get on your journey of greatness. Number two, define what you want your journey to look like. You know how we take all these selfies nowadays? Okay, I don't take a lot of selfies because, well, I rather take pictures of other people. I'm fine with how I look, but I really don't feel the necessity to always be in the picture. It's not about me. Because I'm looking at those pictures and I know where I was. I know what I look like. I know what I was doing. So I don't always, personally, that's my thing. So if you take lots of selfies, that's great. But it's just not me. And so I think a lot of us sit here and we try to capture every moment, but we're actually missing them when we're taking all these selfies because we're not present. And we're not present because we haven't really thought through what we want our life to look like. What lifestyle do you want to have in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years? And maybe that lifestyle is going to take you 10 years to even get to it before you can really start planning it out. But you have to know where you're going. You have got to understand that life has twists and turns too. However, you are on the ride of those twists and turns. Don't let anyone talk you out of or into something that is not for you. You get to pave a way for your journey of greatness. Again, Nadal. He knew that tennis is his life now, but that's not how it will be forever. He has to care for his body and live the life he wants his way. Sometimes we get caught up in what everybody else wants for us and we forget to look inward. Maybe take time today, throughout this week. Do some self-reflection. Look in the mirror and talk to yourself. I know that's strange, but I promise you it works. Talk to yourself in the shower when no one's around. You can just focus. When that water hits your back, it relaxes you and allows you to think deeper. Paint your picture. Take a selfie of where you want to be in 1 month, 6 months, whatever your timeline is. Remember, this is for you to define, not for me. Right? It's not my job to define your life. Now, yes, I could plan it out, I guess, but ultimately, we're not going to be exactly alike. So you're going to change some things. That's why you have to put in the work and you have to put in that thought and that reflection and you have to define. And finally, number three, build consistency daily. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and this is the journey that you're on. And those steps need to come on a daily basis. They don't have to be perfect or completely succinct. Building consistency develops a rhythm for your goals and dreams. And that's what you want to do, is build a rhythm to the point where you're not really thinking about it. You don't have to sit down and say, okay, now what am I going to do right here today? You just go and do it. And then If the season changes a little bit, then you can make minor adjustments and even major ones if need be. But it allows you and affords you that opportunity to do so because you've taken the time now to develop a rhythm for your goals and dreams because you are working on it consistently. And that's the key. Calibrate, define, build. Your journey of greatness starts each and every day. You get to wake up and direct your way. You know, Rafa Nadal, he's living his dream, yet he has more goals set to accomplish. So how can you live your dream like Nadal? And remember, it's not about fame and fortune and being the best of everyone. It's about challenging yourself to become your best selfie, who God is creating you to be. That's what you want to live out, not trying to copycat someone else, because quite frankly, that's boring. That's why we're all uniquely, wonderfully, and fearfully made, created in the image of God. And you have gifts and talents that no one else has, that when you put your personality and your look on life, you have something special that no one else can do. So what do you need to focus on, change, or add to your daily routine that will spearhead your journey of greatness? What is that? Maybe it's just taking some time for yourself. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And I would encourage you, if that's what it is, go for a walk when you do that. Take a bath. Do a sea salt or an Epsom salt bath. Allow yourself to relax. Reflect on where you're going. You can also reflect on where you are and say, you know what? What am I really wanting out of this life? I know I want more, but what does that more mean? How do I define it so that I can calibrate it, so that I can build it? As your day goes on, allow this just to sink in. Ask yourself questions once in a while. What are my interests right now? Where do I want to be in 50 years? Seriously. Now, we don't know exactly where we want to be, but that doesn't mean that we can't think about it in order to kind of plan backwards and figure out, okay, if that's where I want to go, what do I need to do to get there? That's ultimately what you're doing. And I would encourage you to pray about it. I would encourage you to take it to God and say, look, I don't know all the answers here, Lord, but I want you to walk beside me. And at times I need you to carry me. I want you to open the doors wide enough so I know that's where I'm supposed to go through. That door is for me. And then I want you to shut down the ones that are not, so I'm not confused. And help me keep my eyes on you so that when I am present in the moment, that I don't miss you, and I also don't miss the moment. God's given you some incredible ideas, beautiful blessings, and also some dreams and goals that still can come true. So make your day and create it your way. Go out, create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.